the best on Rig News. I'm John Scott. Investigators have plenty to work with as they piece together the background of the suspect in Saturday night shooting outside a Washington Hotel ballroom where the White House correspondents' dinner was taking place.
Authorities uncovered what had been described as numerous anti-Trump social media posts linked to the suspect, Cole Thomas Allen, a 31-year-old tutor and amateur video game developer from California. The suspect was taken into custody at the dinner on Saturday night. Allen legally owned a semi-automatic pistol and a shotgun. He is believed to have travelled by train from California to Chicago and then on to Washington, where he checked himself in as a guest at the hotel where the gala dinner was held.
Correspondent Lou Garrett says Allen is due for his first court appearance. So that will be in the next hour. Wars with Iran and its proxies have not gone according to plan for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And that could mean trouble for Israel's longest-serving prime minister in elections that are scheduled for later this year.
At the start of the U.S.-Israeli campaign against Iran in late February, Netanyahu said the goal was to degrade the Islamic Republic's military, eradicate its nuclear and ballistic missile programs, and create the conditions for its overthrow. While Iran's military has been badly damaged, it is still a threat to neighbors and ships in the Strait of Hormuz, and Netanyahu's other goals remain unfulfilled when a ceasefire was announced earlier this month. Netanyahu's government is in the final months of its four-year term and is required to hold elections by the end of October. Two opposition politicians, Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid, announced Sunday that they would join forces in the next election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Two major wildfires continue to burn in southeast Georgia. The Pineland Road Fire, primarily in Clinch County, is the larger of the two at 32,000 acres. The Highway 82 fire in Bradley County has been more destructive. This is SRN News. The Family Research Council seeks restitution.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has long branded the ministry as a hate group because it opposes gay marriage and the LGBT agenda in general. In 2012, a man entered the FRC building in Washington, D.C. and opened fire, wounding one person. Ministry leader Tony Perkins says the SPLC's hate group designation, quote, doesn't just damage reputations, it has put lives at risk. He says the SPLC should pay the FRC restitution. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's churches are grappling with the decline of marriage and family. For centuries, marriage and child rearing have been among the main ways adults have been integrated into congregational life. Couples who share the same faith tend to be more observant. They often raise children within that tradition. But today, 42% of adults are not married or living with a partner, the highest percentage in U.S. history. This is SRN News. India and New Zealand have signed a free trade agreement to deepen economic ties and expand market access.
The deal aims to help India diversify export markets amid U.S. tariffs and global disruptions. For New Zealand, it's a way to reduce reliance on China. Signed in New Delhi, the agreement cuts tariffs on 95% of New Zealand's exports to India and makes all Indian exports to New Zealand duty-free. New Zealand also plans to invest $20 billion in India over 15 years. The agreement excludes dairy and certain agricultural products to protect India's farming sector. Rich Thomason reporting.
Malian troops and Russian mercenaries have withdrawn from the northern city of Kaidal after attacks by rebel and jihadi forces. The separatists joined Islamic militants on Saturday. These separatists have been fighting for years to create an independent state in northern Mali. More details at srnnews.com.